Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:21, July 5th, the day after the July 4th holiday. Many of you may have the day off. Hopefully you're enjoying it. It is another insanely hot day out there. Well, a new Michigan State University study into the stock market and efforts by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to regulate it, finding that a hands-off approach often works best. It's published in the Journal of Financial Economics. Naveen Khanna is the finance professor at MSU's Broad College of Business, who headed the research. He joins us now to explain. Naveen, thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us this evening.
Yes, hi, Mike.
Now, you say that the SEC should stay out of the markets except for on very rare occasions. What are those times?
Okay, when the markets are about to crash, or there is basically an economic tsunami like we had. Because most of the time, what I argue in that particular paper is that the markets can self-regulate and self-adjust very adequately without any outside help or intervention.
I mean, doesn't the SEC very rarely, though, work at regulating the markets?
Oh, no. Well, the SEC and the Congress together have an enormous amount of regulation on the market at this particular point in time. And I think a lot of it is probably over-regulating.
Now, what would you say are the regulations or the top one or two that you find most problematic?
Well, starting off with Sarbanes-Oxley, for that matter of fact, which came after the Enron crisis and passed, I think, pretty much unanimously in the House. It established a lot of parameters, but did not prevent what happened in 2008. We had a financial meltdown. So one of the things that particular Sarbanes-Oxley Act, or SOX as it's called, was supposed to prevent was companies not following rules, companies not being transparent, and they established a lot of bodies and rules to take care of it, but it didn't prevent anything.
Now, in your study, you were looking specifically at short selling. You know, many view short sellers as the cause of a lot of the volatility, many times negative, in the market. It often leads to a downturn of a stock price of a company that may otherwise be very healthy. Is that not the case?
Agreed, 100%. Except that what we argue in that particular paper is that, you know, where the shorts are trying to... So the shorts perform a very important function, okay? So what they're doing is they're bringing bad information into the market, because that's how they're going to benefit. And that's good for the market. However, sometimes, especially during crisis when the markets are unsettled, then they can get overzealous. And by getting overzealous, what they can do is they can actually reduce prices of companies which are very healthy to the extent that nobody wants to do business with them, and then the companies fall. And that's bad.
You know, short sellers were blamed for the Wall Street Journal crash. The Wall Street crash of 1929. The political fallout then led to Congress to enact this law that banned short selling from selling shares during a downtick. It's known as the uptick rule. But this was then knocked out in 2007, removed by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Do you think that was a good idea?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Basically, what you want to do is some or the other slow down what would become a death spiral. So when prices fall, when, for example, the prices of a company fall, then a lot of the people who are supposed to do business with the company just say, hey, we're not going to do business with this company anymore because we don't consider that they're going to be good for business. And consequently, if the company can't do any business, its price drops even further and further and further till it just disappears.
Are you saying that then you're against the decision to get rid of this uptick rule?
No. As a matter of fact, I think it's a good rule.
How so, though? I mean, isn't the rule essentially that you can only short sell then when things are back on, moving back in the right direction or in a positive direction?
Yeah. So what that rule is trying to achieve is that it is trying to prevent a death spiral, where prices keep on continuously moving down, and short sellers can accelerate that movement down. So what they're saying is, listen, you can't short sell when the prices are moving down. You've got to wait till the prices go up. Then you can short sell. So they're trying to kind of kind of reduce the pace with which the prices can move down. So it is a kind of an intervention, but it's an intervention which the markets can do. The regulators are saying we don't need to intervene. If we put this rule in place, then the markets might be able to take care of itself. What we are saying is, you know, that rule does serve a purpose, but it may not be adequate when the markets are in turmoil.
Sure. Now, look, day traders, short-term speculators love volatility, but do you think volatility in the kind we've seen in recent years is a healthy thing for the country as a whole and for the economy?
You know, volatility is there for a reason, and usually the reason is that there is a lot of uncertainty as to where the economy is heading. So people have different opinions and information, and they're trying to figure out, okay, where exactly they are. So this is this can be good or bad. It's good in the sense that there are a lot of people who are trying to figure out what exactly is going on. It is bad if it can get exploited and then amplified. So if people take a situation which is already somewhat nervous, and then they try to amplify it by, for example, naked short selling or taking extreme positions, which is going to make the markets even more unstable. In those situations, I think it can do more harm than good.
I mean, and is that then what happened in 2008?
What we argue is that this could be a contributory factor to what happened to a lot of very, very good companies at that point in time, that they got weak. And when people saw that they were weak, they tried to take advantage of it through some or a lot of naked short selling, and did a lot of damage. And mm-hmm. In response to that, the SEC did come in, tried to ban short selling for a short period of time. And we argue that, you know, in this particular instance, it looks like the SEC did the right thing.
What would happen if short selling were simply not allowed and those who held stocks simply sold their shares when they saw fit rather than having an outside force simply show up and aggressively push the price down?
Oh, okay. So the short sellers are basically people who have no vested interest in hiding bad information because they want to exploit it. However, if you ban short sellers, then all of this bad information is not going to come into the market. So the prices in the markets are going to be inflated.
I see. Although once the information does arrive, it seems like in our information age, a lot of information gets out there no matter what. Though, don't you think? I mean, right at this point, people, are, especially when it comes to companies and their activities, there's quite a lot of visibility, is there not?
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. But, you know, there is another incentive effect which occurs with short selling. And that is that when you allow people to short sell, that means that they can take advantage of bad information. Then they don't wait for the information to come to market. They actually become actively involved in trying to find information which may be relevant to this situation. So you can actually get more information by allowing them to participate in the market than you would otherwise, which is good for the market because then the markets are better informed.
About 20 seconds left, but is the SEC now moving in a direction of less regulation when it comes to Wall Street?
Oh, no. They're moving, unfortunately, in the direction of extreme over-regulation, especially with the Dodd-Frank Act and some other acts of similar sort.
I see.
And those are not going to be providing the kind of growth that they are actually expecting to get from this economy.
I guess people are nervous after 2008. Naveen Khanna, finance professor at MSU's Broad College of Business. Naveen, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much, Mike.
And we'll be right back to talk about the Higgs boson particle. You probably don't know exactly what it is. I don't either, but we'll try to find out next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.